The Capitals, the Wizards, D.C. United, the Redskins, all of those sports teams in Washington, D.C. are making sure that the city is safe. Now, how are those sports teams making a difference in how the city stays safe? We are joined this morning by the Assistant Secretary for Infrastructure Protection, Todd Kyle, who joins us to talk about a tabletop exercise that has a piece of the puzzle in all of this. Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jane and Tom. Great to be with you again today.
All right, so there was a tabletop exercise. Who participated and what was the goal?
We sponsored a tabletop exercise this week where we brought together nearly 200 government and private sector participants who joined us for the conference and exercise that we held out near Dulles Airport. We had a great mix of government, law enforcement, and private sector partners, folks from differing agencies as diverse as the State Department's Diplomatic Security Service, obviously DHS participants, the FBI, TSA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and then on the private sector side, we had people joining us from the U.S. Olympic Committee, from NFL teams and league representatives, from folks who are owners and operators of arenas and stadiums. We had Major League Soccer. We also had folks from Major League Baseball and NASCAR and racing venues.
So is this a new relationship for these operators and venue, you know, attendants? Because they're used to dealing with local law enforcement, but having DHS in there, is that something new?
Not necessarily new. It's actually part of our collaborative engagement through our public-private partnership that's born out of DHS's NIP, which is the National Infrastructure Protection Plan. So it's something we've been doing for a number of years, and we continue to build on the relationships and leverage the expertise that bringing all of these groups together can bring to bear in this issue.
All right, so what did they tell you, or what was the result of the exercise? Did you have any insights?
Well, really, getting down to the nuts and bolts of the exercise, the one thing that was very clear is working together in the partnership, and it's really a partnership at work. It strengthens our combined capabilities to respond to the dynamic threat environment that we face as a nation. And it's recognized, I think, across the board on the government side and the private sector side that none of us can do this alone. The government can't do it alone. The private sector side can't do it alone. State and local law enforcement folks can't do it alone. We have to work together. We have to collaborate as we take on this dynamic threat environment.
And you mentioned the National Infrastructure Protection Plan or framework, and this is something I imagine is not a fixed document. So when you have a tabletop exercise or a conference like this with a particular sector, does the findings from that conference or exercise get rolled back into the NIP?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do. It's an evolving, living document, and as we find issues that need to be updated in the NIP or things that we need to take a different view or perspective on, we constantly look at updating the NIP, which helps us to update our partnerships with these folks, and it's a great vehicle to make that happen.
We're talking this morning with Todd Kyle, Assistant Secretary for Infrastructure Protection at the Department of Homeland Security. Now, we just recently finished the Olympics, and they were in Canada, but I know there was an effort underway in Washington State to sort of, you know, make sure what was happening at the border was keeping everybody safe as they were heading to the Olympics. Does this kind of thing happen for all major sporting events? I mean, does Homeland Security get involved, say, for instance, in this weekend's Kentucky Derby?
We do get involved in all major sporting events, but the level of our involvement depends on the nature of the event, the location of the event, and potential threat information we have. I just want to clarify one thing. Last time I talked to you, I think it was about the Super Bowl. We're not just sports fanatics here.
Right.
We work on a number of other sectors also across the board. But, yeah, any major event we look at, sporting events, the inauguration, number of events we take a look at, and we especially World Series, NASCAR, obviously the Super Bowl, as I mentioned. Our concern is large gatherings of people cause us concern because terrorists and criminals often, you know, they target those venues to gain notoriety or to cause disruption or destruction. And that's why we need to partner and make this partnership work the best it can.
So could it also be concert venues, that kind of thing?
Of course. Any time there's a large gathering of people, we look at the event and look at any potential issues that may evolve out of the event.
And when these events take place, I think during the Super Bowl conversation, you said there would actually be DHS people on hand there. Is that always the case? And Would that be the case, say, for everyday baseball games or football games or just the really big signature events?
A lot of times we have DHS personnel on site. As you may know, we have protective security advisors. We have 93 of them that are located across the country, and they're our primary focal point in dealing with state and local and venue owners and operators. So those folks are wired in at that level, and so we're involved at a number of levels for all major events.
And Secretary Kyle, how much advance planning does any event need to coordinate with Homeland Security? Because obviously you're dealing with local law enforcement, right?
Right. There's a lot of advance planning, but the thing that works very well when certain plans are already in place, it's not like we have to start from scratch every time. We have a lot of plans that already exist, and then we just build off of those existing plans depending on the event and the location, the potential threat environment.
Now, DHS has a lot of information. You're always collecting threat information from around the world, really, and you get it shared with military and intelligence sources. How much of that information is available to venue operators and local law enforcement, and is it something you feed to them, or do they have some way of accessing the information that you have on their own?
Well, at the end of the Sports League tabletop exercise yesterday, we actually brought a group of those folks to a location where we could talk about classified information, and we gave them a classified briefing that lasted over an hour. We brought in analysts from our Intelligence and Analysis Bureau, and they talk to the folks about classified information and threat information, and we do that regularly. DHS, Office of Infrastructure Protection, has sponsored over 1,000 security clearances for private sector and critical infrastructure owner and operators, so we use that as a mechanism to share classified information that's pertinent and that they need to know.
So your goal in all of this is to make sure that you are reaching out and touching anything that has vulnerability. But do you, in order to get this to happen, in order to have a venue that is, coordinating with DHS, does there have to be some sort of threat that becomes evident to you, or is it just the groups of people, or how do you make those decisions?
No, not necessarily. I think because of the partnerships that we developed already, there's such a good working relationship that starts out in the communities with our protective security advisors that now it's just a natural progression that they talk to us and we talk to them. And we sit down together and we look at the event and we look at evolving threat information, and then we make joint determinations on how to best proceed as far as securing the event.
And just briefly, how does the tabletop exercise itself work? What happens? What do people do there?
Well, it started off with a conference, in a sense, initially, where we talked about issues of mutual concern. And then on the second day, we actually went into an exercise, which started with some terrorist attacks that were overseas and then had moved closer to home, south of the border. And then the scenario developed into some threat information that we had that was within the United States. And we played that out.
And so people answer questions and sit around and talk about it, or is there an online component to it?
We actually play out the scenario, and it's very real-like, and as we progress real-time through the scenario, everybody in the audience chimes in with what they would be doing, what DHS would be doing, what the venue owners and operators would be doing, and then we try and identify conflicts or areas where there may be confusion or how we could work better together to solve this or tackle this problem.
And how many meetings like this do you have in a given year? Is this the only kind of thing that you do, or are there many of these?
No, not at all. Secretary Napolitano met with the sports leagues up in New York in December. Actually, later in December, we had a lodging and retail tabletop exercise that was sort of in the same fashion as this one. And we have other ones planned throughout the year, one of them touching with the real estate sector, outdoor events, gaming and entertainment, and media subsectors. So we plan a number of these. Obviously, we don't have unlimited resources, but we try and do as many as we can.
So is it safe to say this is more of an education event for the partners that you're bringing into the meeting?
It's more of it's an education event, but it's also collaborative engagement, and it develops that collaborative engagement and builds on it, and it just strengthens our resolve as we fight those who wish to do us harm.
And so it's probably safe to say that you feel that these venues and public events are safer than they were 5 years ago?
Oh, without a doubt. Just by the fact that we have all of these groups on the private sector side, the critical infrastructure owners and operators, all of these government agencies talking about the same things at the same time just brings a collective commitment to protect the American people.
And Secretary Kyle, just one thing I'm wondering, do you have portable equipment that you bring to these major events? That's got to be a major manpower and equipment mobilization.
There is a lot of equipment we bring to bear on the event. It depends, again, on the event and the nature of the threat, but we bring a lot of we have a lot of personnel and a lot of equipment available that we can bring to bear, depending on what we think we're going to be dealing with at each event.